Yeah, this is really great news, I think, for your state and for this area specifically. As the president was casting his vision last year, as he was running for well, a third term, a second term in the White House, as he was running for a third term, he talked about how he was working to drain the swamp, to return the power to the people, and the greatest vision of our founding fathers. And part of that is getting the government out of Washington, D.C. The fact that we've got tens and tens of thousands. How good is this little boy? I mean, look at this. Either that or I'm putting him to sleep, which is possible. But when we have tens of thousands, especially in the U.S. Department of Agriculture, our constituent is the farmer, is rural America. We don't need five massive buildings in the middle of Washington. We need to be closer to the people. So as we were looking at what that looked like and deconstructing the administrative state in Washington and what we could do at USDA to move our programming, to move significant numbers of our staff out into the country where they serve, Indianapolis really bubbled to the top. I want to give a big shout out to Don Lamb, who was part of a contingency that came to talk to me a couple of months ago about this and made an extremely compelling case about how important Indianapolis is and what just a mecca of research and industry and talent and intellect and farming that is here in this part of the country. So it became a pretty easy decision for us. We're excited to get USDA to Indianapolis. Yeah. Yes, ma'am.